I'd like to read this morning from Romans chapter 1, rather lengthy scripture reading, but I encourage you to take a Bible and follow along in the Bible as we read and study from God's holy word. I think that most of you know what the word of God has to say about homosexuality. The word of God condemns it strongly, and I pray that God will help us to understand that it's something that should never be in any way participated in, and it should never be condoned. As Christians, we have a responsibility to speak out against ungodliness, whether the ungodliness is one thing or another. We have a responsibility to speak out against that. There are some particular sins that the Word of God stresses as being much more severe than others. There are some sins that God will destroy a nation for if they participate or tolerate those sins. I have no doubt that there has always been some homosexuality in the United States of America. There's never been the kind of openness and acceptance and promoting of homosexuality as there is in our day. It's the most amazing and disheartening and disturbing things that's going on in our society today is the promotion of homosexuality. It's promoted in our public schools. It's promoted on television. It's promoted in newspapers. It's promoted in every form of media that I know anything about. And the sad thing is that many Christians are no longer standing up against homosexuality, and they're not speaking out against homosexuality, and they're having fellowship with those who are homosexual. That is wrong in the sight of God. I pray that God will help us this morning as we look at His holy word, that we might have a better understanding of the reason that homosexuality cannot be participated in, condoned, promoted, and that you and I, if we're going to be followers of God, if we're going to be faithful to Jesus, if we're going to honor God's holy word, then we have to speak out against homosexuality, and we cannot have fellowship with those that participate in those ungodly actions. Begin reading now this morning from Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 16. And I think that the book of Romans explains step by step what precedes homosexuality. There are sins that come before you get to that point of participating in homosexuality. Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 16, the Apostle Paul, by inspiration of God, says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." I want you to know, brethren, if you're ashamed to speak out against homosexuality, you're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is part of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is not only the good news about eternal salvation, it's not only the good news about the kingdom of heaven, but the gospel of Jesus Christ contains all the teachings of God's holy word, the teachings of blessings when we obey God, and the teachings of cursings when we disobey God. All of that is a part of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think there are many people who will read Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," and yet they are ashamed to speak out against homosexuality. If they're ashamed to speak out against that sin and ashamed to address that with individuals who are participating in that sin, they're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you're ashamed of Christ and you deny Christ before men, Christ will deny you before the Father. Please follow now. "I am not ashamed," Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." I want to tell you, brethren, that part of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to tell anyone who is participating in any kind of sin, including homosexuality, the good news is that the gospel of Jesus Christ will teach them a way out of that sin, no matter what the sin is. And so he says, the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is the power of God unto salvation. Then this is talking about being delivered from sin, the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth. If you believe the Bible, you cannot go along with homosexuality. If you believe the Bible, you believe that God gives you the power to get away from all sin. Verse 17, after it says the gospel of Jesus Christ, it says, for therein, in the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I want you to notice it says, the righteousness of God is revealed in the Word of God. And then verse 17 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. You see the righteousness of God in verse 17, and you see the wrath of God in verse 18. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Brethren, there are churches and there are people who claim to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And no doubt many of them know God, and they know something about the Bible, but many of them are holding the truth in unrighteousness. That is, they're condoning and commending those who participate in the ungodly actions of homosexuality. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. I want you to know that the wrath of God is not only going to be revealed from God, from heaven, against those who participate in those sins, but the wrath of God is also going to be poured out on those who know the truth but do not speak out against the ungodliness. Verse 19 says, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Whatever you know about the Word of God, God showed it to you. Verse 20 says, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I'm telling you, brethren, anybody that looks around, anybody that has spiritual eyes, they can see that God created the heavens and the earth. And they can see that God formed man, and then He took woman and gave woman to the man, and the only, quote, safe sex, though schools may teach otherwise, the only safe sexual relations are those in the bonds of holy matrimony between one man and one woman. Plural wives, many women, or many men will soon be accepted in America. Bestiality, having sexual relations with animals, will soon be accepted in America, because we have gone down a path of destruction and we are beyond salvation, I believe. The judgments of God are going to come on America because we have murdered 50 million babies, and we have also, and that's, quote, legalized murder in America, and we have also legalized the ungodly sin of homosexuality. God will bring His judgment on our nation because we have gone so far away from God and His Word. We not only don't want to hear about God, we don't want to hear about the Word of God, we don't want to hear about Jesus Christ, but our government is promoting things that are completely contrary to the Word of God. The government is undermining Christianity today. The government is undermining the Word of God today. Therefore, I repeat as I said earlier one Sunday, I am an enemy of the government of the United States, and the government of the United States is an enemy to me. They're against me, and I'm against the government. I am for our nation. I will fight for our nation. I'll do anything I can for the United States of America. I'm trying to do a lot to try to save America. But I'll tell you, brethren, unless America repents as Nineveh repented, unless the nation begins to, as a nation, fall on her knees in sackcloth and ashes and begins to repent and cry out to God, there is no hope for America without repentance. And God is still going to carry out judgment. We still have to reap, even if we repent, even if our nation falls on her knees today. I'm telling you, brethren, our nation still has to reap what we have sown. We are without excuse. Verse 21 says, because that when they knew God. Can anybody here doubt that our founding fathers knew God? Can anybody here doubt? You go to Washington, D.C., you go to anywhere where our nation was established and founded, and you will see God and the Word of God everywhere you go. Why? Because our founding fathers believed in God. They believed in Jesus Christ. They established this as a Christian nation. The laws of our land were founded on the Word of God. That's the reason the laws of our land are being changed today. I'll tell you, brethren, we're going to read about change in this chapter. There was a man who ran for president, and his whole foundation was change. Change. You're going to read about the kind of change that he's brought about and helped to bring about and helped further in the United States of America. You're going to read about that change in this chapter. Verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. And brethren, this is the beginning of homosexuality right here. You listen carefully. There is a process. There's a sequence of events that leads up to homosexuality. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I'm talking about, and this verse of scripture is talking about children of God whose foolish heart was what? Darkened. Now, brethren, the only people whose heart can be darkened is children of God whose light, whose hearts have had light. And when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations. I'll tell you, brethren, there's a lot of vain thinking and vain imaginations in this world today. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Did you know there are people who think that the Word of God is foolish? I'll tell you, they're foolish to think the Word of God is foolish. And they profess themselves to be wise, and they profess themselves to be smarter than the Word of God is declaring. I'm telling you, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And verse 23 now, the word changed is going to be mentioned in verses 23, 25, and 26. I want you to see what these people who knew God and glorified him not as God, these people who became vain in their imaginations, these people whose foolish heart was darkened, these people who professed themselves to be wise but became fools, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image of man and beasts. They give glory to man, and they worship men, and they worship beasts. They love animals, and they love trees. And they, and listen now, there's nothing wrong with loving animals and loving trees. I love animals and trees and plants. But when you love animals and trees and plants, or you put them on the same level as human beings, you have gone beyond what the Word of God says. You've become a fool when you love animals and plants and trees, when you love them as much as a human being, and you put the animal life on the same level as human beings, you've gone against the Word of God. Man was made in God's image. Man is different than anything else on the face of this earth. And those who want to change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, those people that want to elevate man and beasts and plant life, they want to elevate it up above God. I'll tell you, brethren, they're fools, and they're headed somewhere. You watch where they're headed. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image. Verse 24 says, wherefore God also gave them up. Now, brethren, I want you to know the only people God has ever given up to do anything are people that were already his people. God gave these people up. These were people who knew God, and they glorified him not as God. And God gave them up when they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness. That's just one of many words that God's going to use in reference to homosexuality. God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed, here's another change now. That verse 23 says they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image. Verse 25 says they changed the truth of God into a lie. Did you know, brethren, there are very few people that will stand on the whole truth of God's word. When a person begins to compromise on any portion of God's word, they have thrown the whole word of God out the window. You cannot compromise on anything in God's word. You compromise, let me tell you this, you compromise on the fact of creation, you're eventually going to compromise on everything else. You compromise on Genesis chapter 1, you're eventually going to compromise on the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You cannot compromise on creation. And you should not allow your children to be ever be taught something contrary than the truth of creation. If you allow your children to be taught evolution, if they don't rise up, if they don't speak out, if you know that evolution is being taught, you have the responsibility to stand against that ungodly lie of changing the glory of the incorruptible God to an image. Verse 25 says, they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Listen, brethren, every one of us better be careful about verse 25, because if we worship the creature, now the creature can be some other creature, it can be animals, it can be other human beings, or it can be numero uno. It can be number one. It can be you. And if you worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, then you have changed the truth into a lie, and you've worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Verse 26, for this cause, now here's the reason now. Watch this carefully. I want you to see the sequence. For this cause, verse 26 says, for this cause God gave them up. You follow the wording there? God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which is meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. You see what he's going back to? Going back to verse 21. He's tying it all together. He's saying, this happens, then this happens, then this happens. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. I'm telling you, brethren, God will turn his back on his people when his people turn their back on him. God will give them up to uncleanness. God will give them up unto vile affections. And God will give them over to a reprobate mind. Now, brethren, the people that have been given over to a reprobate mind are those that are going to be committing homosexuality and all the other things that are described in the rest of this chapter. God, when he turns his back on his people, there is no limit. You listen carefully to what I tell you. There is no limit to the sin that people will perform in their lives when God removes his presence from their heart. Murder, adultery, homosexuality. It does not, after a while, it does not bother people who do not feel the presence of God in their lives. I want you to go back. Let's go back to Leviticus just a moment. Back up in your Bibles to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 18. The third chapter of the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 18, verses 22 through 24. The Word of God says here, and listen, brethren, you need to write these scriptures down if you don't know where they are. If you can't take the Word of God, which is the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation, If you can't take the Word of God and help people look at the Word of God and see the Word of God, you cannot convert them just based on your Word. It takes the Word of God. And so it is, you need to know where all of these Scriptures are. You need to ask people to read these Scriptures. You need to ask them to think about them and then tell them you'd like to sit down and talk with them after they have read these Scriptures. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. The Word of God says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." Now that's what God says. It's an abomination. "Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you." What does God say there in verse 24? He says, all the other nations that I have ever cast out, all the other nations that I've ever destroyed, these are the kinds of things that they did. God does not change. God, who cast out all other nations who have had homosexuality abounding in them, God, who has cast out all nations that allowed bestiality in it, God, where His people have failed to rise up and speak out, God has always brought out His judgment in a mighty way. Look at Leviticus chapter 20. Leviticus 20 verse 13. Leviticus 20 verse 13 says, "If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, for their blood shall be upon them." I want you to know, brethren, the Word of God puts homosexuality, it's a capital offense. It's something that calls for capital punishment. It calls for death. That's God's Word, is that those who commit those sins are to be put to death. Now go with me to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis, back up just a few pages to Genesis chapter 19, and you'll see that in the city of Sodom, Sodom and Gomorrah were very wicked cities. Do you know how Sodom and Gomorrah got to the point that they were in when God destroyed those cities with fire and brimstone from heaven? You know how they got there? It's described way back there over here in Romans chapter 1. Romans 1 tells you what led to the condition in Sodom and Gomorrah before homosexuality abounded. Homosexuality did not always abound there. But as homosexuality began to abound, then God, and you know, God by His grace delivered Lot and his wife and their two daughters. God delivered them. They didn't deserve to be delivered. Do you understand that? Because they had intentionally and willfully, first of all, he became carnal. And when Abraham told him, "You can choose any land you want," he began to choose a place that was the most lush land, and his greed took over. And then the scripture says, instead of him turning his back toward Sodom, he pitched his tent toward Sodom. Did you know if you're allowing homosexuality to be watched on your television or on your computer, or if you're looking at things pertaining to homosexuality, I want you to know you have pitched your tent toward Sodom, and you're looking at things that God is going to judge you for, and eventually you're going to be sitting right in the midst of them. If you're not already there, that's where you're going to be. Lot lost his wife. Lot lost all of his possessions because he compromised on the sin of homosexuality. Genesis chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. The Word of God says, Genesis 19, verse 1, "And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them." That's two angels. These are also, I think, these are terrestrial angels. These are men who are messengers that were sent to Lot. That's what the word angel means, is messenger. "And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, 'Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways.'" Do you know why he wanted them in and out in a hurry? Because he was ashamed of what he was involved in. And he didn't want them to know what he was living in the midst of. So he said, you come into my house quick. Come into my house, and in the morning you can get up and go. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. Now, why didn't he want them to abide in the street? Because homosexuality was abounding, and he knew those two men would have been raped if they had stayed there in that city that night. Verse 3 says, and he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Verse 4, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out to us that we may know them. That word know is talking about intimate relationship, intimate sexual relationship. They wanted to have sex with those two men. The men of the city came to these two new men, wanting to have them. Verse 6 says, and Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Do you hear what Lot is actually saying he's willing to do? I'm willing to give you my two daughters. Just please don't take these two men of God. Horrible thing, horrible condition that Lot has stooped to. You're familiar with this passage of Scripture, how the two men virtually drug Lot and his family out of the cities of Sodom before the fire and brimstone came down. But God, through these two men, God told Lot and his family that as they were fleeing from the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, don't look back. And Lot's wife looked back, and she died. Brethren, she looked back when the judgment of God was coming upon the city of Sodom. The judgment of God was fire and brimstone came down on that city. That city burned up. The Scripture says that in Genesis 19, verses 24 and 25. Do you need to tell other people about the sin of homosexuality? Do you need to warn other people about what God will do to His children when they continue in that way? Brethren, I pray that God will help us to understand this. Listen carefully in closing. Listen to this. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the saints of God at Corinth, he said this. It's a marvelous, wonderful truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. You see the amazing grace? They heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. They heard, by the power of Christ, I can leave whatever I've been involved in. There's nothing you can't get away from with the power of Jesus Christ. And so he says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. What a wonderful thing when God washes and cleanses and fixes somebody up and they return, listen to what I said, they return to the glory of God. I pray that God will help us not just to declare the judgments of God, but to also declare there's hope, there's deliverance for anybody, no matter what sin, even homosexuality, there's deliverance for them, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.